Wisconsin's partisan primaries are over, and voters have decided who they want to advance in November's general election. Republicans chose Tim Michaels to face off against Democrat Tony Evers in the gubernatorial race. Other contests included primaries for lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, state treasurer, and Milwaukee County sheriff. So what issues are on the mind of voters with the November election on the horizon? WUWM's Taryn Powell has the story.
In the Sherman Park neighborhood of Milwaukee, voters were slowly arriving to Washington High School around 9 a.m. to cast their ballots in the primaries. I spoke to a few of them as they exited the building about what issues they most cared about this election season. Their answers ranged from changes they want to see in their communities, like addressing the increase in violence because too many children are being killed, to qualities they want in candidates like integrity and fairness. Here's more of what several of them had to say.
Jobs, because there's not enough of them. And since the pandemic was here, all the jobs is left. And we need people that are going to bring back employment, especially for the inner city like me.
In general, my biggest issues are the right to choose. So definitely like reproductive rights. Right now, with Roe falling and all of that, that's top of my mind. I think like education is really important, especially with like the driving living around here. There's just a lot of speeding, a lot of people driving without licenses, a lot of people without license plates. And when I went to like a rally in Sherman Park like last year, they were talking about how no one has the opportunity to learn how like driver's ed in their school anymore. So I feel like there's a whole generation of drivers here that don't know like the rules of the road and how to be like responsible drivers. So like having that back in the schools is important to me. Housing I think is really important in Milwaukee too. Just having like affordable housing, people being able to buy homes instead of rent their whole lives and like build generational wealth, all that kind of stuff is important.
I'm looking for integrity, and that's kind of a missing piece, I think, in a number of things, and equality. I don't go with a lot of the hot button tickets because a lot of that is just a lot of rhetoric thrown around. I know that there's no one candidate that I'm going to agree with on everything. So I'm not looking for that because I'm the only one that agrees on everything and sometimes I disagree with myself.
That was Cedric Williams, Brenna Durkin, and Jan, who just shared her first name, at Washington High School in Milwaukee. Williams and Durkin both say they typically vote for Democrats. Jan says she's an independent, but lately has been voting Democratic. In Brookfield, I spoke to voters at Brookfield East High School. At around 11 a.m., there were more voters filing in to cast their ballots there than I saw at the polling location in Milwaukee. Here's what's on the mind of some folks in Brookfield.
Inflation.
Same way. Okay, we're heading the wrong direction and we need to change.
Voter privilege, women's right to choose, hate crimes, getting the right people in makes a big difference. Those are the main ones, I would say. And truthfulness and honesty. Even though we may not like what we hear, it's important.
There are a lot of candidates on the ballot today, and I just think it's great to see. And there's a lot of diversity on the ballot today. I think that's great to see. Men, women, different ethnicities, you know, backgrounds, just, yeah, there just looks to me like there's just a lot of people with a lot of ideas.
That was Karen and Todd, a couple who only gave their first names. Karen says she isn't a Democrat or Republican. She chooses the best option when voting. Todd says he typically votes Republican. Nancy DiGizento leans Democratic.
And Dave Christensen
says he doesn't lean a certain way on party lines. The voters added that they go to the polls in every election, saying it's a right and a privilege to vote, and people should take advantage of that. The general election is November 8th. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.